The disappearance and tragic end for Gabby Petito has taken over a lot of the news media's focus, as well as people in general, as evidenced by the many social media posts, views, and comments. Oh, the armchair detectives. Gabby and her boyfriend pretty much lived their life on social media, so their past posts have been receiving millions of views now. FBI confirmed this past Tuesday remains found this past Sunday, a week ago today, in an area of Wyoming's Bridger-Teton National Forest where those of Gabby Petito. Parents have reported her missing. A week before that, coroner's initial determination for the manner of death, homicide. Petito had been traveling with a boyfriend, Brian Laundrie, prior to her disappearance, and he's an obvious prime suspect, primary focus, call it whatever you will. This story, too, once again allowed the news media the opportunity to show what they're made of, which, yeah, they're showing care and concern for Gabby, and now her family is seeking justice and answers. It's the news media's selective caring that annoys me, and should you as well. You might have heard this old saying in the news media, it goes, if it bleeds, it leads. Which means if there's a story involving violence, and that's what you put out front on your front page, the lead story in the newscast. In this case, maybe the news saying should be, non-white, non-blonde, young women need not apply. What do I mean by this? Dulce Maria Alvarez. Laurie Ann Boffman, Melina Luke, Kaylin Hunter, Ariana Fitz, Akia Shanta Eggleston, Daniela Moreno. Do any of those names ring a bell with you like Gabby's does? They're all women who are missing. Case has actually been taken up by the FBI. Where's their time in the news spotlight? Oh, that's right. Non-white, non-blondes need not apply. Gabby Petito went missing in Wyoming, by the way. Did you know that in the decade before Gabby disappeared, 710 indigenous people also went missing in Wyoming? Those disappearances drew little of any attention in the news media, even in the social media. Disappearances were reported in 22 of the state's 23 counties, 57% were women or girls, 85% juveniles. According to a report this from the Missing and Murdered Indigenous People Task Force, 11% of missing indigenous people were found within a day, 50% were found within a week, 21% were missing for 30 days or longer. Only 11% of white people remain missing for that long. Maybe the news media is starting to see the errors of their ways. I've caught a few reports of the news media self-policing themselves, asking whether the coverage of the Gabby Petito story far exceeds what other missing women have received for retention. And by the way, this isn't really anything new. It's been one of the many wrongs ingrained into the news media's way of operation